Hi, welcome to On the Money Podcast, where we feature guest interviews with noted financial experts from all corners of the investment world, helping you learn the facts to make the right decisions about your money. So let's get started. Eve Wright is a woman of accomplishment. Through big picture thinking and calculated risk taking, Eve has navigated male-dominated waters and has thrived to tell the tale. Eve has attained a most coveted position with the Miami Heat at the young age of 35, acted as senior director of business affairs for Ladies Professional Golf Association. She's an entrepreneur, a mother, and has now written a book about her experiences and a book to help others succeed as she has. The book is Life at the Speed of Passion, Create a Life of Intention, Purpose, and Integrity. Let's meet her now and see what we can learn from her experience. Welcome first time to the show, Eve. Thanks for joining me.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me. And I'm going to have to take you around with me. That was such a gracious and generous introduction.
Anytime. You can have it. I'll send it to you. All right. So the person I just described in my intro is one of incredible energy and ambition. And I mean ambition in a good way. How would you describe yourself?
Always driven. I'm Midwestern, you know, born and raised in Indiana, so very Midwestern values in that, yeah, I think there's something else to achieve. I don't think I've made it by any stretch. There are certainly people that have done far greater things, and I've had some accomplishments, and I've been fortunate to have those and hope to still rack them up.
Well, there's always going to be someone richer, smarter, and better looking, right? So what's his name on Saturday Night Live used to say, compare and despair. It's a method I live by. All right. But at some point, you know, you had decisions to make. You had to make right choices and you had to figure things out fast. Was there a pivotal moment in your life when you realized some things had to change?
I think there have been many of those, honestly. On my career path, I've been always very focused. You know, I've had the good fortune of shortening my learning curve, which I also talk about and give folks techniques about that, how to go about doing that in the book. But for sure, even on my from a lifestyle perspective, with respect to fitness and health, I took that for granted for several years. You know, diabetes runs rampant in my family. There was a time where I was pre-diabetic and I made tons of excuses on why I couldn't work out or why I couldn't do this. My job was too intense and those sorts of things. And then it comes down to, okay, are you going to make it a priority or aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
And do you want a more even-keeled lifestyle? Yeah. And you got to do it. So yes, very pivotal moments, many of which I think everybody can identify with.
Well, I'm fascinated by this idea of shortening your learning curve, because to make a decision or to know you have to make a decision is one thing, but to actually make it and to be able to calculate the risk and then actually act upon it, that takes a number of different qualities. And one of them, of course, is some confidence and courage. What are the steps that people can take to shorten their learning curve?
Well, I talk about several of them in the book, but we'll focus on a few of them now. And one, yes, you need confidence and courage, but you also need a good dose of caution in the sense that you don't know everything, right? I don't know everything.
That's right.
So I'm going to try to find out as much as I can about whatever the decision-making is. And then once I get that, then you kind of streamline and cut through. That sometimes folks waffle a little bit, but you consider your source where you get that information from, the folks that have had that experience, have been down that road. You talk to them. What was your experience? You ask them meaningful questions, substantive questions, not like, you know, fluff things that are, do you like what you're doing or whatever. You ask them the meaty things that are really going to give you insight and lend help to you as you make a confident and bold decision to, this is something I'm going to do. Yeah, there's a little bit of risk involved, but the upside is so great, it may be worth it.
So asking questions is one thing, and I guess asking the right people, asking enough people so you can get a sense of really how things are working.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, in terms of narrowing your focus to such a point where you actually turn that into an action, what does that entail?
Really, it probably entails a smaller group of people, right? Not everyone. And these are folks that you've identified in advance. For instance, if you're making a decision about a job choice or a move or even how you navigate taking on or stepping up for an additional project at work or something to the matter of, you know, you need to make a significant purchase in your personal life, a home or what have you. Mm-hmm. You talk to people who have been there and done that. And just a few people that you trust, you know their judgment, they've been successful on one level or another relative to your particular goal. And then you start. You figure out, you make a list, okay, pros, cons, that sort of thing. And then you'll have some direction one way or another. At that point, you say, okay, there is some risk here. There's some certain downside I can lose. How do I go about minimizing that? You put a small plan in place for that, and then you're off and running to the races.
Sounds like how I buy a stock, actually. The book is A Life at the Speed of Passion, Create a Life of Intention, Purpose, and Integrity. My guest is the author, Eve Wright. She's an attorney. So getting back to this action thing, you know, many people fail to act because they're afraid of failure.
Absolutely.
They're afraid to fail. And you mentioned in your book that, you know, if you do things right, it opens up more opportunities. But just the fact that you're going to have more opportunities means there's more chances to fail. So tell us a little bit about that.
Right. So failure is a huge motivator for me. Like, I hate to fail. Like, I'm sure everyone does. And do I? Absolutely. There's some things I've failed at, but I'm able to take away from that. Sometimes it can be paralyzing to people. And so for those folks, I say take small steps, but change the dynamics. Rather than saying, I'm not going to do it because I'll fail, put yourself in the position and then say, I don't want to fail. I got to do it. Mm-hmm. And that's how I've gotten over the hump in some of these instances.
But you will fail at certain things.
You do, and I have, and I've had to pick my face up off the floor, my goodness. Uh-huh. But I will tell you, in more instances than not, I've succeeded.
Mm-hmm.
And even in those instances where I failed, and I thought I failed miserably, other people around me are like, oh my gosh, I'm shocked that you did it. You're my inspiration. And I've gone on to do other things. And then at the end of that, even though, you know, you set this high bar for yourself, as I certainly do, you end up not really failing at all.
Well, maybe it's a door that shouldn't have been opened anyway. I mean, it's hard to tell, really. You know, you may want it. You may think it's right for you. But if you're going for a position and you don't get it, you know, there is a good, strong possibility that maybe they were right. Maybe it wasn't a fit.
Perhaps. But then that's a learning opportunity because you've set yourself up in a situation, if you've done it correctly, right, that you just can't go and don't get it and then huff and puff away, because then that leaves a bad taste in everyone's mouth. But if you set yourself up correctly, even if you step up and you don't get it, you at least have an opportunity to say, I'm willing to take on more. I'd really like more opportunity, and I think I have more value to add. And then you can continue the conversation about how you add. And it may not be in that position, but you may take on other responsibilities that situate you for that position after all, or situate you for something better, comparable or better. It's not always a direct line.
You know, there are so many distractions in our lives. How do you keep your eye on the ball with all these external forces coming at you? And so many of them seem to be so attractive and, you know, you're magnetized to them. You think, oh, you know, maybe I should be doing that. Maybe I should be doing this. And yet you need to stay focused. How do you do that?
Oh, my goodness. I do a lot of things all the time. And so I'm just one of those people. And so some people say, I need balance. I don't feel like I have balance. I have priorities in what is most important. And some of them take very honest and frank conversations with myself or with other people. This is the most important thing that I need to get done or accomplished within this amount of time, whether it's today, whether it's a week, whether it's this month. And that's how, honestly, I operate and keep things moving along. And then to the extent I kind of look at my list and say, this really isn't a priority relative to these other things, again, I try to be open and direct about, I have to stay focused. These are my priorities right now. I really love to be involved, but I can't. Please keep me in mind. I'm, you know, maybe I can help you in another way.
I guess you have to be very good at saying no.
You do.
Yeah.
You absolutely do.
That's a powerful word, isn't it?
It is. And sometimes it's negative, for sure, but sometimes it's not, because mm-hmm. you'd be doing them a disservice if you agree
yeah.
and then don't have the time and can't yeah. follow through. So do both of yourselves a favor.
The book is Life at the Speed of Passion, Create a Life of Intention, Purpose, and Integrity. I'm speaking with the author, Eve Wright. Eve, I'm sorry we have time, but thank you so much for joining us.
It has been a pleasure. If I could just say, for folks that
sure.
want to keep in touch,
mm-hmm.
please visit me at evewright.us. I send out blogs from time to time and send out newsletters.
Wonderful.
And for sure, check in at Life Speed Passion for the book.
Okay, and Eve Wright, Wright is W-R-I-G-H-T.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Eve, thanks so much.
Thanks, bye-bye.
You're listening to On the Money with certified financial planner Steve Pomerantz. If you'd like information about guests, topics, or anything you hear on this program, call 866-MONEY01 or visit the show's website at onthemoneyradio.org.